This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. On Tuesday, we all saw what was coming, and that's a federal government lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice against the state of Arizona for its new laws combating illegal immigration. With me now to talk about this move by the Obama administration is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican from the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. And, sir, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, and this issue is so vitally important, and I'm so happy at the role that you are playing and others like you to get the word out to the American people. Our freedom and our country are at risk.
Congressman, you and I spoke right after the legislation was passed. At that point, we were still waiting for a decision by Governor Brewer. She has obviously been a strong champion of this legislation once she decided to sign it. We knew and we anticipated that the Obama administration would do it, but now that it's actually happened, that they filed this challenge in federal court, what's your reaction?
Well, this should be a message to all of us that it's basically, don't get in the way, or we're going to steamroller you. And what's Arizona trying to get in the way of? They're trying to get in the way of an invasion of our country, in which all of us are going to be put in jeopardy. And us, United States, all of us are going to be in jeopardy. Our families, we can see it right now. Our schools are disintegrating in California. The healthcare system is disintegrating. The criminal justice system is going to pieces, all under the burden of a massive flow of illegals into our country, and it's being felt all over the country. So here we have people in Arizona trying to say, well, let's us try to help the federal government if it says it can't do its job, and then having this sort of heavy-handed, massive propaganda and heavy-handed legal action against Arizona is an outrage, and we need to stand with the people of Arizona.
Well, the people of Arizona, according to just about every opinion poll, are strongly in support of this legislation. What do you make of the Justice Department's assertion, sir, that this is a federal prerogative because it involves other countries when it comes to immigration policy, and that the states, despite perhaps meaning well, shouldn't be entering this territory?
Well, this is the wording that you would expect from an administration that is not trying to solve the problem of and trying to protect us from a massive flow of illegal immigrants into our country, but instead is allied with them. And I don't say that lightly. What we have here is an administration, and I might say it's George W. wasn't any better before, that doing the bidding of whatever interest groups, very powerful interest groups, are basically stepping aside in the basic job of our government to protect the people of our country, especially from an invasion like this. However, it is every American's job to enforce the law, not just local law or federal law. Law enforcement officers are just simply people we hire to do it full time. And every state should be involved in helping enforce the law, especially when it comes to people coming here illegally. So I think most states probably have laws already passed that says that they should be working with federal officials to enforce this or that part of the federal code. So the idea that this is anything extraordinary is misinformation.
Congressman, what do you expect on the congressional agenda? Do you expect any meaningful legislation to come up during this session?
No, and I think that what's really important is for us to understand the process of what's happening. The president gave his speech to the nation, and it was, of course, baloney, total baloney, and it was nonsense. All it was is, again, more word covers in order to confuse the people into thinking that he wasn't supporting amnesty. That's exactly what he was advocating. Well, if you listen to the debate since the president's speech, and now you look at this action by his Justice Department, what we can expect is that after the next elections, in between, before the next Congress is sworn in, they will move and try to do something dramatic in the area of illegal immigration. This will be a total betrayal of the American people and our democratic system, letting people who have been unelected by the next election determine what the law will be for the country on immigration. So I would warn everybody out there listening, we have got to make sure that everyone running for office pledges that they will not be part of a lame duck conspiracy, lame duck session of Congress, a conspiracy to pass laws that they couldn't get passed before the election. That's an insult to the American people, an insult to democracy.
We're at the point now where you mentioned there are powerful interests that are basically stopping border enforcement, and even have other members of Congress, including Congressman Stark, who's also from California, who basically mocked the idea of enforcing the borders. How did we get to this point, and who's responsible?
By and large, the American people are always responsible, just like every other democratic country. The people are responsible for not acting responsibly. So, you know, being responsible, really, it takes a lot of attention, and you've got to put out the effort to do this. And with the American people, you know, they see illegal immigrants, and it's really true that 90%, at least 90% of all illegal immigrants are wonderful people. And the American people just acquiesced to this, and the problem got worse and worse and worse, because the American people have such good hearts. They didn't want to do something negative about this decent family that's come in from some other country, whether it's Mexico or China or wherever, because they're working hard and fairly and good people. Americans didn't have the heart to say, get out of here, because if you stay here, there'll be so many others coming, it will dilute our country, and we will not be able to function as a society. And so I think it's the good heart of the American people that stopped us from acting, but it was the powerful forces of the liberal left that sees newcomers who have come here illegally as political pawns, and big business that sees them as a means of bidding down labor costs. Those two powerful forces were at play, while the rest of us didn't do anything because we just didn't want to hurt people who are good people who now we find in our midst.
Congressman, real quick, quick prediction. Which side do you think will win this battle over the Arizona laws in federal court, and what will be the impact of that decision?
I'm anxious to see how this goes. If it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, I'm very anxious to see how the court will decide on this. We have a major threat to our country. And look, we are a country of every race, every religion, and every ethnic group, and we can be proud of that. And Mexican Americans are proud of that, too. Don't let anybody say that they are not, that they're in favor of this invasion of our country. Well, we need to make sure that we speak out. And when it goes to the court, they're going to look over our country, as I say, this great diversity that we have here. But understand that I believe the court will decide that the primary job of our government is to protect the people of our country and their rights, not to try to save the world and try to help every deserving person in the world, and that all of us are in this together, and that federal law, like every other law, should be enforced by every citizen. And that includes the people of Arizona and the people of California.
Congressman, we've got to run. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Thank you.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.